Vancouver was the only city left in the Western world where Uber was not allowed to drive. And as of a few weeks ago, it fell. Uber is now driving in Vancouver. Unions for the cab drivers could not make it. Forget that. Look at it. Look at Las Vegas. If there was ever Las Vegas, New York, if there was ever a union of taxi drivers that was powerful, they fell, man.
Too many times as entrepreneurs ignore what's happening in the political world because we don't want to get dragged down into the mess. But more today than ever before, we need to have a voice. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind. I started Learn exactly for this reason. So starting today with Freedom Friday, let me be your voice.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess what? It's Freedom Friday. That's right. All right. Today, we're going to talk about a cool little topic. I was doing some research. You know, sometimes I dive away into the world of clicking around. And Stuart, thank you, Stuart, sent me this video about robotic automation, something or the other. It's like AI to the next level. It's like even scarier. And so he was sending it to me for this, to be able to talk about it for this episode. But in that, he sent me a link to another video that was kind of like very like end of human life as we know it. And they said one thing in that video that caught my attention. It was about self-driving cars. And I had this like major mind blown moment. So I'm going to talk about that today. It's cool. I don't know where I stand on it and kind of have both pictures. I just thought I'd deliver some numbers and facts to you and you make a decision where you stand on it. All right. So before we do that, come on, entrepreneurs, you have to be connected through one community, the only community for entrepreneurs, the transformational home for entrepreneurs. Go to LURN.com, learn, but it's misspelled. So LURN.com. Join. It's absolutely free. We're putting 10 million entrepreneurs all over the world into that place. And we are going to connect, create a framework, a network together. We're going to change the world. So you can either be a part of it or you can stand by and watch the movement walk right by you. You don't want to do that, all right? It's absolutely free. Go to LURN.com, sign up for a free account. Tons of awesome courses in there, more features coming out for the platform soon. You want to engage, all right? You don't want this to pass you by. So now, let's talk about the topic at hand today. Will self-driving cars ruin the world and end human life as we know it? Whew, sounds a little conspiracy, isn't it? I'm one of those people. I love a little conspiracy in my life, right? But this isn't conspiracy. This is like statistical, mathematical questioning. So there is there's two schools of thoughts on the invention of, well, not the invention, but the growth of AI. All right. And I have not studied it enough to conclude where I am on where my position is on AI. I have a couple things. I don't know where my position on AI is economically or where it is like labor statistically, like what we're going to talk about today. I'm still, the jury's out. I'm not so sure I'm 150% convinced that it's bad for jobs, but I don't know. After watching that video and after some of the stats I delivered to you today, maybe I kind of do feel it's bad for jobs. But I am, this is where my stand on AI is solid. I am petrified of AI. It scares me, and I can't possibly imagine any robotic community that has artificial intelligence that can communicate with each other not wanting to kill humans. It just all seems to go that way for me. Like, I think humans want to kill humans, and so hence AI will want to kill humans. But that's for a different day and a different time. Today, let's talk about self-driving cars. Will they ruin the world and end human life as we know it? And what do I mean by that? I'm talking about jobs. I'm talking about economy. I started studying, and you know me, look for numbers, right? I always like to do data and stuff, data and stats for these Freedom Friday episodes. And I've been really intrigued by self-driving cars. My wife has a Tesla, and it drives itself on the highway. It scares the bleep out of me, but it does pretty dang good job. She uses the feature. I refuse to. I'm an old school driver. I want my hands on the wheels and my foot on the pedal. But I mean, I've seen this thing slow down, speed up, brake, come to a stop, change lanes, curve with the road. It's super creepy. And now Tesla's working on a feature which we could upgrade our car at any time. So almost all Teslas out there right now within a software upgrade could actually all become instantly self-driving cars. That's pretty crazy. Think about that. My wife's car, the minute the government approves its feature for full autonomous driving, within the second I hit a button on the software, it could become completely self-driving, which means from my garage to my office, from my garage to my parents' house, from my garage to my friend's house, I could just sit back like this, just chill. Okay, sounds great, right? As a consumer, sounds awesome. I'm going to have a hard time adapting to it, though, but maybe one day I will. I'm sure I will. Here's the thing, though. I never really thought about what it means economically. And if you pull that out even further, how this starts to impact other industries. So today we're just going to talk about the transportation industry. But the way that I extrapolate this and ask, can self-driving cars end human life? Is because if self-driving cars statistically look like are going to destroy the transportation industry, well, what is a self-driving car? It's essentially artificial intelligence, right? It's a car getting smarter. Now they're actually building artificial intelligence. They're building cars that when you turn them on, they know how to self-drive, but over years, they get better. They learn. That's creepy, right? But if we could do that in the car, if we could do that in the transportation space, what else can we do? We've already seen, I don't know if you've ever watched the video of Google at an event doing a live broadcast where a Google assistant, which is a robot, calls and makes a hair salon appointment. I think it's hair salon. It literally communicates with another live human on the other side, and that live human at the other place has no idea it's talking to a robot. It's happening live. So I could literally say, hey, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to say her name because you'll turn on. But I could be like, hey, S-I-R-I, I need to get a haircut with Daniel. Can you call him and make an appointment tomorrow between 10 and 1? And this thing, behind the scenes, I won't hear it, is going to call Daniel or call the salon. Hey, say, and they'll pick up and say, hey, it's Melissa. Anik asked me to call you. He needs a haircut at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Are you available? And then Daniel will be like, nah, I can't do 10. I can do 11:30. And she'll be like, oh, okay, that works. No problem. Can you plug him in for 11:30? Great, thanks. Bye. This conversation took place. This happens. This is a video. Go Google it. Google virtual assistant event creepy AI conversation. Type something like that into Google. You'll find it. So I'm like, all right, so like assistants won't be needed. Secretaries might start to go. Like there's so many places and so many things that could start to get impacted. But anyways, I'm babbling now. Let me prove to you how I think the transportation industry will die. I just wanted to make the connection that once I give you this data, it starts to happen in everything else. So, hey, if there was ever a time to become an entrepreneur, it's now because you may not have a job in 10 years. So the transportation industry, according to stats, by the way, if you ever want to check the articles from where I pull my numbers and stats, go to onikpodcast.com, onikpodcast.com. I publish all of my resources and links there. I cannot validate them. No, they're just, let's just assume they're on the internet, so they're true. All right. So according to 2014 census data, over 4.4 million Americans aged 16 or more are drivers, truck drivers, bus drivers, cabbies, 4.4 million. Now, check this out. More stats. 2% of the American population. That's a lot. I never thought this, by the way. 2% of the adult American population are truck drivers. That's a lot. I never thought it was that much. 0.4% are bus drivers and 0.3% are cabbies. Any day and twice on a Sunday, I would have thought 2% are cabbies and 0.3% are truck drivers. But it's the other way around. 2% are truck drivers, 0.3% are cabbies. So it's about 3%. So 4.4 million people. Worldwide, it's about 70 million people. These are humans. And these humans, about 70 million people worldwide, make trucks and cars and transportation work, buses, trains, whatever you got. 70 million, 70. So they're about to be out of a job, all of them. Because when surveys were done, transportation companies, such as delivery companies, trucking companies, all these, like imagine like FedEx and all these people, 33% of their expenses were delivery-related employees. So not marketing and corporate, not. It was like 33% of all their expenses as a company was delivery-related salaries. So if I'm a company and I hire drivers and you come to me with a car or a truck or whatever that drives itself, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at the humane impact. I'm looking at the economic impact. As a matter of fact, this one article I read was so true. They said, I think it was CNBC that actually said, unions cannot win. A lot of people say, oh, don't worry about artificial intelligence. Don't worry about all these things. Unions will fight it. No, historically, it's never happened. Unions will always lose to technological advances due to the economic impact. It's 100%, 100% of the time to date, in history to date, the technology has won, every time. As a matter of fact, look at Vancouver. Vancouver was the only city left in the Western world where Uber was not allowed to drive. And as of a few weeks ago, it fell. Uber is now driving in Vancouver. Unions for the cabs drivers could not make it. Forget that. Look at Las Vegas. If there was ever Las Vegas, New York, if there was ever a union of taxi drivers that was powerful, they fell, man. Uber, Lyft, they are alive and well in those. So we can't say that our unions are going to protect us from this. They're just not going to be able to. The cost savings of 33% of salaries going towards this kind of cost, it's just too high. Now, the crazy thing is I thought for the longest time, so this was the part that knocked me off my feet when I was doing this research. I thought, oh yeah, self-driving cars, they're working on it. Google's still developing it. You know, whatever. It's got some time. Historically, the argument made against jobs being destroyed by artificial intelligence has been that people and humans will find better jobs. When computers became very prevalent, they were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, people will lose their jobs. And then, well, computers needed software and computers needed hardware, so people got upgraded their jobs. I was watching this one video and I agree. I'm not so sure that's going to happen this time because the pace at which AI is growing, I'm not sure humans can actually keep up. And quite honestly, I think there is going to be a day not far away where AI creates AI. Like AI is the developer of AI. And that's when, by the way, we're all screwed and we're all going to get stabbed by a robot. But It's coming. And I just don't think, I used to, and I'm starting to not think that anymore. I actually think this is going to make an impact. I actually think that we are going to, 70 million people around the world, I don't see any point in employing them. I'm sorry, but if a car drives itself and it's obviously safer, that's the other thing. It's obviously safer. 40,000 people died in the United States in 1 year due to car accidents. 40,000. It's human error. We know machines will do better. It's just what it is. If you put mathematical formulas into a computer, it will compute them at far less error than a human mind. I'm sorry. It is what it is. So cars that are driven by robots or by these artificial, they're going to be better in time. Maybe not right now, but in the next few years, they will be. So check this out. I thought, well, Google's still working on it. Tesla's not approved yet. We got a little bit of time. We'll figure it out. No, we do not. Apparently, there's a company called Waymo. W-A-Y-M-O. Did you know this? They have 600 self-driving cars. They have already, and they do this as a public service, they sell it in 25 cities, have already done over 10 million miles of taxi delivery, taxi services. These are driverless cars. There is no taxi driver in these cars. So you know what? It's so crazy with the massive movement that Uber created. Uber disrupted this entire industry. Uber's about to be disrupted. Like Uber is already out of date because when driverless cars come out, you'll be able to charge a lot less because the biggest cost inside that car when you pay Uber or you pay taxi is the human that has to charge you for his services or her services. You remove that and man, you got yourself a awesome cost saving. Consumers will prefer it. Companies will prefer it. There's just no, you know, Waymo, I didn't even know who they were. And they've had $1 billion invested. It's crazy. Now, let me give you some other things that you may or may not have known just to show you the acceleration coming in the world of self-driving and in how quickly jobs are about to be completely disrupted in the transportation industry. Number one, did you know that Google owns 5.2% of Uber? Now, this is as of like a year ago, so I don't know like if numbers changed recently. Google made a massive, it's like, I think it's $250 million or $350 million investment into Uber. Gee, I wonder why. Like, Google works on self-driving cars. Uber has massive network of reach for consumers. Could there be a marriage in the making? Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of talk that slippage happened and that really UberX is meant to eventually become self-driving. Crazy. All right, number two, did you know this? Uber is already working on and has made great progress in self-driving trucks. Actually, they're taking it one level further, self-driving electric trucks. Kind of crazy. completely solar powered, solar powered trucks. These are trucks that have no driver, that can drive around all day long and that charge themselves. Can you imagine what that's going to do to transportation costs? It's going to be so good for businesses. It's going to be so good for you as a consumer. But man, I hope no one in your life is a trucker, or because, yeah, man, that's a lot of jobs they're going to go. And there's no way to fight it. This is happening. It's coming down the pipeline. And if it's going to happen in the transportation industry, 70 million people worldwide will be directly impacted by technology now not needing human element of delivering goods. I mean, think about it. Boats. I mean, why would you need captains? I mean, boats, trains, planes. Sorry. Again, not now. I know it sounds ridiculous now, but how did self-driving cars sound 10 years ago to you? And now we're at a point where self-driving cars are already better than human drivers, and we are just getting started. Imagine what they're going to be like in 5, 6, 7 years. So when I say plane with no pilot, you're sitting there and wondering, oh, no pilot. But I bet you if I looked at some statistics, most crashes probably happen due to human error. I bet you that if a plane's going down and you need to make a perfect landing on the Hudson, you can't count on Captain, I forgot his name. I love him and I love his story. Sully. Yes, Sully. You can't count on every pilot being Captain Sully. It's not going to happen, right? But if it's artificial intelligence driven, you can, right? So yeah, pilots, I don't know, man. I can keep going. There's so many industries that could just be completely disrupted. And we got to just think about it, talk about it. Do we stop developing? No way. That never works. By the way, technology will always win. Technological advances will always happen. I don't know what we're going to do. I think we just need to think about it right now and just accept it. So, and then figure it out. So anyways, that's will self-driving cars ruin the world and end human life? You tell me. But this is some data about the transportation industry that I found very interesting that's being directly impacted right now. And I'm talking moving fast. Within the next 3, 4, 5 years, you may start to see 50% of the industry already melting away. It's that quick that's happening. Pretty crazy. All right, there you go, fighting entrepreneurs. That's Freedom Friday for you today. What do you think? If you're watching on YouTube, or if you're not, go to YouTube, leave me a comment below. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. And then, of course, if you're on iTunes or any of the other platforms, please leave us a review. Go to onicpodcast.com. Leave us a great review. Get this out to the rest of the people in your life. Spread the message. Spread the wealth. Spread the warmth of the fighting entrepreneur. And let's get everybody into this community. Go to learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Sign up for a free account. Be a part of the community. All right, there you go, fighting entrepreneurs. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Till next time, fighting entrepreneurs, go out there and fight for your dreams. I'll see you on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.